As you know, the Security Council actually reflects the policies to a large extent of its members, especially the five permanent members of the Security Council. And these superpowers do not see eye to eye on the situation on the ground. And therefore, you see, the Security Council is, to a certain extent, is paralyzed. It's very difficult for them to act unless there is at least some understanding or common stand between these powers. Therefore, what we are seeing now is this paralysis and the inability of the Security Council of the United Nations to do what is needed, which is bring an end to the fighting, bring an end to the suffering of people on all sides, especially what we are seeing in Gaza. One of the most densely populated areas in the world is under attack by a far superior force. Of course, the attacks on civilians that took place in Israel also one cannot justify or support, but you cannot support or justify also a far worse number of casualties and suffering among the population.
Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, called for the establishment of a Palestinian state based on 1967 border, and he said the conditions must be created for the return of stability and the achievement of a lasting peace that will ensure a just solution to establish a Palestinian state in order to achieve security and prosperity for all. Is that still feasible?
I think the dangerous situation that exists on the ground is already basically alerting many countries to the dangers accompanying the inability to grant the Palestinians their rights on their own land and the right to establish their own state. Even here, we've seen in the New York Times an article by Thomas Friedman. Basically, he was urging and beseeching the White House to return to the policy of the two-state solution, and that there should be a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza next to Israel, and that is the best way to make sure that we don't see constant eruptions of violence, of fighting every few years, in addition to the daily incidents that take place. What was interesting also that we heard from Freeman in his article is that the U.S. government should pressure the Israeli government to pull out the settlers from the West Bank, and that that's the only way to achieve a two-state solution, a viable state for the Palestinians next to Israel.